Blog Talk Radio.
We've all heard the expression, one time or another, mind your own business. You know, people say it every day. People get annoyed and angry and all that. The government butts into our business, those of us who are disabled and elderly and all that. The government is notorious for butting into our business, and it causes us a lot of trouble. Now, I want to talk about why they shouldn't butt into our business. See, they give us a little bit of money every month, and they know that by the middle of the month or so, most people are down to practically nothing on the money, and even on the food, what they call that, food stamps, or whatever you want to call it. The government knows that. Excuse me. So they're not really giving us anything because they're using us a lot more than they're giving us. If they had to give us what's owed us in accordance with the rights that we don't have, we wouldn't have to worry about running out of money, because we wouldn't. I'm settling a case now. It took me 5 years. 5 years. Because the law doesn't protect you. I was denied getting on a accessor ride in the city with my guide dog. I was going on my way to help a blind woman in the nursing home. 5 years, man. Because there's no enforcement. And the transit authority tried to get it thrown out of court twice. Hopefully now we're going to settle it. You know. But it shows you how we're treated because the government butts into our business. It's horrendous. The little money that they give us and expect us to survive on it. You know. When we, the disabled, who have to deal with non-accessibility, no edge like everybody else has when you go for a job. You're blind, disabled, you can't read the stuff, or maybe even you can't even get in. And then when you do get in, you know, the employer is looking at you like you're a freak, or, you know, something wrong. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? Those questions should not exist if the government were doing their job. We have to do the job of the government. What do you think that self-advocacy is about? Doing the government's job. We don't get paid for that. The government makes money, and the agencies make money. We don't get paid for being advocates. That's why a lot of disabled people become indifferent, and you know, they don't want to deal with it. You can't blame them. It's a very hard thing to try to be an advocate when you know, because the attitude of the people is, well, if you were that important, all these things would be there for you. See, they're getting a message from the government. You know, the government doesn't give a damn. Why should they? There's a story from a friend of mine who's now one of our sponsors, the head of the Independent Living out here. And several years ago, they brought a lawsuit against an establishment that wouldn't let people in with wheelchairs. You know, they weren't accessible out here on Long Island. And the attitude of this owner was, well, go ahead and sue me. I don't care. You know, this is my place, and I'm right, and I believe I can win. Sure. Why? Why do people have that attitude? I'll tell you why. Because the ADA is no damn good. There's no enforcement behind it. You shouldn't have to go to court for years and years and years because you can't get into a place. Does anybody else have to do that? Only us. Because the government doesn't do their damn job. When they made the place, they did it wrong. And now they're doing it wrong again by a stupid-ass law. I call it ass-dumbass law that doesn't protect you. Because there's no enforcement. The government butting into our business. I mean, if you were going to make a law, do it right. Put enforcement there. Make it so somebody will know that if you don't do this, you're in big trouble. People know that they can't get in trouble. The people that did this to me on the accessoride. They're not in trouble. Nothing happened to them. That's how they get away with it. That's why it keeps going on and on and on. Because there's no enforcement. When I met with my congressman several months ago and tried to explain that to him in reference to the guide dog situation where a person could be denied a guide dog with no law and the agency raises $100,000 and keeps the money. He didn't even give a damn. It was like I didn't even tell him. He didn't do a damn thing about it. But if that was his eyes being violated, you'd see how fast something would be done about it. Or his safety. So the government butts into our business, and in doing so, they make life harder for us. When we come back, I want to talk about this recertification crap, which ought to be done away with tomorrow. Inner Sight, welcome. And brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. June 5th, it's coming Sunday, I believe, right? Yeah, June 5th, the Whisker Walk. That's what they do to raise money for the Akita, Save the Akita, and Joanne Diamond there in, out there in Toms River, New Jersey. Phone number 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. .net if you want the more info on the Whisker Walk. And keep in mind that the Akita is one of the best breeds, you get the right one, to guard schools and to let humans know that someone is carrying a firearm. You know, to have that information and keep the door locked and keep the person outside the school, apprehend them and all that. Big East, the Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank you so much for all your help. This is the third Akita guide dog I've trained, and they evaluated them. So a great, great help from the Akita Rescue. All right, Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy's, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186 on the Islip, New York. And tell Mr. Kennedy you heard about it here on Inner Sight. You're looking for a house, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Thank you, Anthony. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical? Nobody starves on Long Island is the program to call. And you don't have to explain your life to them either. You just tell them you need the food. All agencies can take an example from that. 631-484-3085. And if you're disabled and you have problems of getting to the location to get the food, let Gary know. and he may be able to bring it to you. So keep the number handy, 631-484-3085. Inner Sight told you about it. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight official office number, and we'll try to get the phones open a little bit. And then we'll give you that number. All right, I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for helping keep the show on the air and for pledging support with our up-and-coming news conference to turn nursing homes into accessible housing, turn them into something good for everyone. We're planning a news conference coming up this September. Before you know it, it'll be here. So anybody would like to help with that, we're going to need some Skype maybe, Zoom, whatever, people on computers, and we're going to need people the site of the news conference, which is yet to be announced. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And that's exactly what we're shooting for with these nursing homes. Freedom for everybody. Put them in their own apartment. Look at our tweets, and you'll see some of the ideas that we've developed. All right. Inner Sight, and let's see, what else? Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank them so much for their help year after year. Appreciate it. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. Jimmy's a good guy, and I'll be telling you more about him in the coming months. He's settling this case for us when I was discriminated against with the accessoride. All right, let's see, what else? Around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the other beautiful children who recently lost their lives out in Texas. We honor them. Our hearts go out, our souls, our minds, our lives. And they're angels now. They'll watch over us. All right. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Let the politicians go that extra mile and implement our idea of a firearm dog at the door of every school and a metal detector inside the door. That way you got double protection. The whole idea is to not let people enter a building with firearms. And that's what the dog would do. Identify. And then, of course, the officers have to be alert to apprehend quickly. All right, Inner Sight. And that's our idea we've been putting out to the politicians. We sent another tweet out today to the governor of New York. We'd like to see New York be the first state to implement our idea. We call it the dog at the door. So let's see if these politicians will wake up. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how the government should stay out of our business. Now, everybody knows if you're disabled, you know, you get a little bit of money, you get a little bit of food money from the government, which is absolutely owed to us. I mean, it's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. Now, everybody knows that every few months or whatever it is, you have to recertify for that money. Now, what the hell is that about? If the person is disabled, you know, to recertify. See, the government doesn't want you to have anything. Now, they're in your business, and they're making sure you can't have anything with these stupid rules. Right away, you get a job. If you make over a certain amount, they cut your money. I mean, what? Who's going to get really rich on the average job? You know, nobody. Nobody that I know of. So they butt into your business. And what we need is a law prohibiting that. See? The law should say that a disabled person is allowed to keep their disability money no matter what. And no one has the right to interfere with that. Right? If a person has any kind of a bill and they want to try to collect, you make an agreement with the person. But you should not have the right to take all their money. That should be the law in this country. And if the politicians want to get in good with millions and millions of people, they'll create a law like that. And then the other part of it is, why aren't the agencies raising money? They have to fundraise. They need money. They get money from the government, mostly for salaries of people. But why not initiate a new system? A system whereby those of us who are disabled will assist in the fundraising and donate our time, because it'll benefit us. The government butts into your business by not allowing these agencies to help you the way they should and the way you want them to. We're not saying they should just hand out money, no. We're saying assess the need and let the disabled person participate in the fundraising. That way, we're helping. The agencies need us as much as we need them. The way it is now, they got a horrible attitude toward us. Sure. Because we have no authority in the whole matter. It's our lives that are being violated here. Let me give you an example, all right? New York State Commission for the Blind, and there's one in every state, all right? They send people to guide dog school. There's three big ones in the metropolitan area. Person trains, agency raises 50 to 100 grand, person trains 3 weeks, denied the dog. Remember now, the commission sends them there. This is the state, right? Person gets denied the dog. Let's say they get denied several times, several schools. The damn state doesn't do a thing about it. They send the person there. They allow the school to raise all that money. The school, by the way, it doesn't even have a license to train a guide dog. There's no licensing, no regulations. The government butts into our business by not protecting us. That's one of the biggest ways that they violate our lives and butt into our business. When there's money involved and a person's not protected, you got a bad situation. You know, it's like money in your debit account, and it's not protected by any law. That's what's happening to us. You know, sure, you can get with the government. You can get a fair hearing on things. Excuse me, but that doesn't change the situation. You may win a little bit of a hearing. But you're still in the same predicament because it doesn't change the situation. And you can win a hearing one day, and the next damn day you can be in have the government butting into your life in another aspect. And then they want disabled people to get jobs, right? You hear about that. You know, all these programs are set up for jobs, right? So you get a job, you know, you make a certain amount of money, right away, what does the government do? They penalize you. They take this part of your disability away, maybe the whole thing. That doesn't, if you get a hearing on that, likely you're not going to win if the law is against you. You want people to work. You encourage them to work. You don't take their money away. See, by the government butting into our business, they're giving out the message, we don't want you to have anything. We'll tell you what you're supposed to have. That's the whole message and the whole idea behind this system. Very similar, and we did a show on this a while back, very similar to what dictators do. You know, they set up something that looks good, and it's very, very controlling. How many people have trouble with their home health aides in this country? Why? I'll tell you why. Because the disabled person doesn't pay the home health aide. The government does. The agencies do. Which means they control the whole situation.
Good evening.
Someone is your aide. Someone is helping you. Someone is there for you. You should pay them.
Yes, you should.
And that's why the person who needs that aid should be directly involved in the fundraising.
That's right.
For the money to pay for those aids. And the government should put up their part. But the way it is now, you know, if you took a survey, I bet you every disabled person in this country at one time or another had trouble with an aide, and some may have even been hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't control the money that's supposed to be there to help you. A person, it's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
A person is going to look to the one who feeds them.
That's true.
And that's the agency. That's not the disabled person.
Mm-hmm.
They sold us out.
Yeah.
And then they want you to train these people and not get paid for it.
That's what they tell me to do. Yeah.
Would they do that?
No, they wouldn't.
Don't they get paid for it, son of a bitch?
Yes, they
do. Don't they sit at a desk and get paid for it? You better damn right believe that they
do. Yeah, they do. For your sweat and tears.
So this is how they butt into our business, by creating control measures that violate our lives in every aspect. One of the worst is what goes on in a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
They really butt into your business there. Take all your damn money, $50 a week, all right. In Massachusetts, it's $75. Big deal.
$25 more.
Friggin' $75 out of your check.
Mm-hmm. Still.
That belongs to you. That comes in your name.
That's right.
How the hell do you get that? How does anybody take that over when that check is written in your name?
Mm-hmm.
You see what
it's
they're
true.
Doing here?
Yeah.
They butt into your business.
It's even more than that. It feels more than that. I'll tell you that much.
Sure, it's more than that.
Yeah.
Because in a nursing home, it means the difference between life and death.
Yeah, it's true.
The person can't get out. The person has to file for a program. The person doesn't meet the criteria. Mm-hmm. They take all their money. How the hell is the person going to get out of there?
Yeah, I get you.
And then if you do get out, what the hell good is it if the place is still there?
That's true, because you always go back in.
You go back
always.
In.
Yeah.
Well, somebody else will take your place and you go to another.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
What a horrendous system, because the government butts in to your business.
You know, I find it sad that people are not even aware, remotely aware, that this goes on.
Sure, because they don't live it.
That's right.
They don't care. As long as nobody's butting into their business. Believe me,
no,
if somebody
right.
butted into their business, boy, would they be freaking mad.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them might even get violent.
That's the sad part.
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I mean, we've seen how people have gotten violent because they got fired from their job or, you know, somebody butted into
yeah.
their business.
Mm-hmm.
Horrendous.
It is horrendous. Tell you the truth.
Inner Sight. Welcome our co-host, Suzanne. Inner Sight.
Yeah. Thank you. 213-816-1650.
Anybody out there want to comment on this? Do you feel violated by the government butting into your business in any aspect
oh,
of life?
Yeah.
Do you feel? I know I do.
I do, too.
Damn
I
right I do. That's why I started
like I
this show.
Angry. Yeah. Yeah.
They have no right to butt into
mm-hmm.
our business. And the money, what little money they give us, that money is deserving to us.
Yes, it is.
More. More than ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, anybody on the line?
Yeah, there's some people. Let's
213-816-1650 if you want to talk. Welcome your comments.
Yes, and press 1.
You don't agree with us? Fine, let's hear it. We're not afraid.
Okay.
We're not afraid to be disagreed with.
That's
what?
Good. I said I have one person from last night who didn't, he just wanted to listen, but I'm going to take a you know, chance tonight maybe if the person wants to talk. Okay.
Welcome all our listeners.
That's right.
115,000 plus.
That's true.
You know.
Hang on.
If every one of those listeners would send us $5, you know, tomorrow we would be on our way to turning these nursing homes into accessible housing. Do you know what that would mean for millions of disabled people in this country?
A lot. A lot. All I have to say is it'll mean
that
a lot.
Would be an amazing achievement. And more than that, it would save so many damn lives.
Mm-hmm. A lot of lives.
And that's what we would do. If we had that kind of funding, we would start a campaign. We'd immediately hire a public relations firm, and we know the exact people we'd hire because the company that's attached to them has been donating to us for the last 5 years, and they've been increasing that donation every year.
That's true.
And we've met with those people already.
Yeah, we did.
Wish we had the money to hire them.
I wish we did, too.
We would shake this country up.
Yes, we would.
In a good way.
We do anyway
we
now,
would make
and imagine
every
with money.
We would make every politician realize, what the hell am I doing? I've been doing this all these years? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, We have the
we would make them realize that because every day and every minute we would put it in front of them. They would see it every time they opened up a computer. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
That's true.
And, of course, the latest thing that we want, use some of that money to protect the children in the schools.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be on both ends. Get rid of the nursing homes and protect the children.
Hold on. We have a guest, waiting for you, Frank.
You can't go wrong with that. What?
We have somebody's mic open. I just wanted to let you know that the person is waiting. Okay. Hello?
All right. In a sight.
Okay, welcome.
Live.
I guess right now.
All right.
I thought I heard him talk, but that's okay. That's
213-816-1650, and talking tonight about how the government butts into our business. Every time you go to an establishment, you're in a wheelchair. I'm not, but my co-host is. Every time you go to I'm almost totally blind, for those of you who are listening and you don't know. Mm-hmm. Every time you go to an establishment in a wheelchair and you can't get in, that's the government butting into your business.
Right. How long have you been disabled?
They allow it to be like that.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah.
See? What should happen? I'll tell you what should happen. I'll tell you exactly what should happen.
Yeah.
You should call the police, except you'd be able to call the police. The cops should summons the owner, and with a better system, let them know the money is available through the agencies and half from the government, and you have 30 days to fix this situation, otherwise your ass is going to jail. That's the remedy. That's what needs to be done, because that's exactly what would happen with anybody else. They couldn't do it to any able-bodied person and get away with it.
No, they couldn't.
They couldn't.
No.
They'd be out of business.
Yep, for sure.
So there's the remedy. There's what the ADA should have been like.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. When I got discriminated against, me and my friend Allie, she's blind too, we got discriminated against with the excessive ride. We called the police. They didn't even show up.
That's so sad. It really is.
But you can't blame them.
Yeah, no.
I blame the government. I blame the governor in this state for that.
Yes, I do.
How can cops show up if they have no jurisdiction?
Or
you know,
they
once
have
in a
no,
while, if you get,
I'm sorry, continue.
Once in a while, if you get lucky, you'll get a cop, and he or she will try to explain to a person, you know, you're not doing the right thing, you could lose your license. You know, this is all the way down the line, of course. I don't think anybody ever lost their license that I know of.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, that's if the officer is so inclined, or maybe he's got somebody disabled in his family, he's going to try a little harder.
Yeah, he is. That's for sure.
But that's like doing a person a favor. I don't want nobody to do me no damn favors. I want to be protected.
So do I.
Don't do me no favors. Protect me like an American citizen, like anybody else would be protected.
Yeah.
All because the government butts into your business.
That's true.
That's what that is. They're butting into your business. and you can't get in the damn place.
That's right.
It happened to all of us. All right, in a sight, tomorrow night,
yep.
The funnies.
Oh, yeah.
A little fun here tomorrow night. Do a couple of impersonations and all that and crazy stuff, you know, just goof around tomorrow night on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
All right. How about you got the, can you dig up the Able News?
Yeah, give me a second. My hearing aid fell out. give me a second.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Inner Sight and, you know, we tell it like it is. We don't pull
yes,
any punches on this show. Why? Why do we do it? Because every human being has a right to be free.
Yes, they do.
Able is the newspaper.
And what is
for
what is freedom
disabled.
Mean? What does it you really
serve
mean?
The disabled community.
I'm sorry. What does freedom of speech do to people?
Oh, go
yeah,
ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't
the,
hear the ad. Run it.
Well, I was going to, you know, put it on, but we'll answer that question first, and then we'll put it on. Yeah, what does it mean to be free? Oh, a lot. Nobody wants to be held up. Nobody wants to, you know, be belittled, and then you already have an illness or a disease process or a mistake that the, you know, doctors have done to you. A whole bunch of people have different disabilities, and now you have to explain your life to people. And I'm so tired of doing that. Really, I am.
Well, it means no matter where you go in the country,
that
you
true.
Don't have to think about, oh, mm-hmm. can I get in here? Is this accessible? Is this, can I read this? You know, freedom means that you don't have to think like that.
That's that. That's right.
See?
That you're a
the average person,
and that's it.
The average person who's able-bodied does not think like that.
No, they don't.
They just get in their car and they go. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
That's freedom. And we don't
yeah,
have
it
that.
Is.
We don't have it.
That's right.
I'm walking down the street today. I know I'm on a highway. I know the name of the
mm-hmm.
highway. I can't read
right.
one damn street that
yeah,
says
no.
cutting in, crosses, you know, over
mm-hmm.
that highway. Not one.
Me neither.
It's a damn disgrace.
Yeah, it is. I only have one real light that's right next to me that's the appropriate light. And the neighbor down the block doesn't like, because it's next to his home, doesn't like it and wants to, you know, constantly lower it. And it annoys the heck out of me because I also have hearing aids.
Yeah, because there's no enforcement.
The...
They let people
that's
get
right.
away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They let people get away with it.
I'm hoping is when
gonna,
I have a
is,
dog...
Is he or she going to lower the noise of the trucks and the cars?
Yeah, right.
See what I'm saying?
They should. They should.
Anyway, hit that Able News and we'll
okay.
continue.
Oh, okay. Here it comes.
Inner Sight
is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. To serve the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Mm-hmm.
See, if every agency had a fund, you know, let's call it the make it accessible fund. Right?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Every agency, and they raised X amount of dollars, you know, and then. Each situation is different, of course. You know, some situations it would cost $10,000 to fix it up, Another might just cost $1,000. You know. So the agency would pay half, and the government would pay the other half. Isn't that simple?
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, of course, along with that, you have to have enforcement because you're going to get that flack from people. Oh, I don't want that over here, you know. That kind of thing. You got to have enforcement on the law. So you got to have the money and you got to have the enforcement.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Instead of doing that, the government butts into our business by creating stupidity.
That's true. We're spending a whole lot of money that just kills people eventually.
Yeah. And by creating a law that no one can really do much with because there's no money behind it.
Yeah, that's right.
And no enforcement. Well, that's another way that they butt in to our business.
Definitely.
I think one of the worst, to me, maybe the worst, is the nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. I never seen anything like it, in truth.
You know, how they butt into your business. And then you know, it's so that they're such liars.
Yeah, they are.
You know, we helped Mary,
mm-hmm.
who suffered a great deal in two or three different nursing homes. And her daughter, Maureen, totally blind. We helped Mary to get out. Now, during this, now here,
oh,
I caught him. I caught him in a vicious lie.
Oh,
during
yeah.
this, the social worker told Maureen, "Oh, we can't help you find an apartment."
Oh, bull.
Yeah. Now,
mm-hmm.
follow this world. In the process of Inner Sight coming in to the nursing homes via the airwaves, and,
mm-hmm.
and not only Maureen talking on the air, but Mary talking on the air.
That's right. And
one day,
felt.
The social worker comes in her room and says, "Oh, we're going to help you find an apartment."
I remember
what?
That.
What? Friggin' ass, phony son of a bitches.
That's right.
It shows you
mm-hmm.
that they're lying.
I'll tell you what the social worker said to me about open doors. Remember, that was one of the programs that
yeah,
helped
open
you.
Open doors, slam it in your face.
That's right. She said to me, "Your mother's been in here. Why do you want to, you know, take her out? Of course, I'm naturally
why do you
being there.
Take her out?
Why do I want to take her out?
You
she
know what I
would have
said to
there.
Her? Get undressed, huh? Bitch. Get in that bed over there.
That's right.
And talk to me in a week and see... See, ask me that same question. That's what I would have said to her. That's what I would have
yeah.
said to her.
Yeah.
Put on one of these nightgowns and get in that bed over there.
Yeah, indeed, neglected.
And you can't get up.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the first thing they do.
That's what I would have
they
said.
They evaluate
to her.
If you could stand up. And if you're a little shaky for whatever reason, they put codes on your feet, colored socks, certain colored socks. So if you are a danger, they'll put red socks on. If you're not a danger, standing up independently, they'll, you know, indicate that you're a one-person assist. But it's really, I mean, I'll tell you, a lot of people
because they butt into your business.
Freaking Hoyer.
They butt into your business.
Yeah, they do. They evaluate you. And they say, oh, this
That's
person needs
about.
A nursing home.
Sure. You know, the only reason they can do that is because they take your money. If they didn't
That's
take
right.
your money, they couldn't do that.
No.
I got my own socks. Get out of here.
But you know what the sad part is? They say it in a way that is so convincing that that is the truth and that is what needs to be done. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know how many times
That's
I asked about
the biggest
about
lie
my mom?
In the world.
Yes, it is. To bring her home. They say, oh, it's more than it's worth, da-da-da-da. No, I love my mom. I would love to bring her to a housing unit that's not too far from me. Well, P.S., she died in there.
I told you what my answer would have been if somebody said that to me.
Yeah.
I told you the story of the volunteer with the quality of care when I was trying to help Marlene in Boston,
right.
A woman who got railroaded in there because the brother took her money.
Her brother
into
took
the
all
nursing
her money.
Home.
And she was rich, too.
And and this woman came in, and Marlene was very upset at the time, you know, having a problem with one of the nurses. And and she said to Marlene, "Well, what do you want me to do? What do you want?" I said to Marlene, "Excuse me, you mind if I answer her?" And she said, No, go ahead, go ahead. I said, You know what we want you to do? Get her the hell out of here.
That's right.
Get her out. That's what we want you to do. Help us find an apartment. Get her out.
Yeah.
Boy, did she shut up fast. Not only did she shut up, she left.
Yeah. Did Marlene ever get
because the
truth
hit
the right
her.
To do what she wanted to without the legal guardian?
What?
Did Marlene lose her legal guardian? Meaning, did she, get the right to...
No, she always had a guardian.
Yeah.
She had a guardian. We
worked hard on that, I know.
Then the courts closed with the COVID and the whole damn thing.
Went down.
You know, people got stuck in there.
Yeah, I know.
Because none of the governors did a damn thing about it.
Yeah, I know.
Cuomo wasn't the only one over here. All
of them. Yeah, my mother demised. My mother demised terribly. I would talk to her. You know, one moment I thought she was doing really well, and then all of a sudden, because now I'm not seeing her, she gave up. That's what happened.
Yeah, because the government butts into your business, and in nursing homes, germs breed more than they do. In somebody's home, where the person gets regular clean house cleaning and all that.
Yeah.
The germs breed 1,000 times worse in nursing homes.
Oh yeah, and in hospitals both, but more nursing homes.
Yeah, and that's why people deteriorate.
I was in isolation a few times because people would not empty my bladder. Catheter bag properly, and that's when I used to have infections. I would need to get that put in so it would empty what's in, my bladder.
Oh,
and
no wonder
my
you
kidney.
Got a bad bladder.
I have a very bad bladder. Yeah, yeah. They used to do that, and they used to tell you, "Well, this is the absolute worst thing." When they said, "Oh, you have to count how much, of that comes out the urine," and then also, give them a tally. You don't want to do any of that. All you wanted to do is go to the freaking bathroom and not have anybody over your shoulder, That's just so degrading.
Yeah. Well, the whole process is degrading.
Yeah, it is.
All right, inner sight. 213-816-1650. Do you believe the government should butt into your business? That's what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to. With all these control measures and laws that have no enforcement.
Yeah, it's true.
And agencies that think they're better than us.
Oh, yeah.
Attitudes. And we've talked about this before. How many people in these agencies are haters of the disabled?
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Don't think it doesn't happen. It does.
Oh, yeah. And then some of them
plenty
are...
Plenty of people like that.
Are
how many
AIDS towards... I'm sorry?
Excuse me. How many AIDS that go to a person's home are haters of the disabled?
Oh, a lot. A lot. It's sad. It really is. Because it even happens among different disabilities. People judge, you know, people. So say if you have a hidden disability, you know, people are not going to think you're, quote, disabled enough. You know, and that really is not right. Everybody has a disability if it affects something, you know, greatly, and they can't, you know, do anything about it. That is still a disability, no matter what anybody says. Because, you know, you have a disability, you're dealing with something that's, you know, not right, but nobody sees it. You know, and it's odd. I could see it with a lot of people that I've helped over the years, you know. And people are
the only business that the government should be concerned about is
their own
proof that the person is disabled.
That's it.
You know, and proof, if need be, investigative proof, that the person is not doing anything legal with the funds that are supposed to be there to help you.
Yeah,
those
you don't want any illegal stuff.
That the government should be concerned with.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right.
In other words, the money should be controlled by the person.
Mm-hmm.
Or whoever they designate who is trustworthy if the person's not capable.
That's true. Because I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, some, like I said, you know, don't know, you know, what's the right way or the wrong way to do something, and yet people don't consider them disabled. Now, this is a big shame. In a sense that people are just, you know, bypassing the hidden disability. And that really bothers me.
Well, you
got to
have medical proof
away.
That you're disabled or mental proof.
Of course.
This is proof.
Oh, yeah, there is, usually. But
no.
People still, you know, give it a their biased opinion, I should say. It's really a shame.
Some of those people might be haters.
That's true.
Who knows?
Haters of what? The other person has,
you know,
don't know how to deal with it. You know, that's.
Chewed out the other day, by a disabled person. You know,
really?
I understand that the person's disabled. You know?
That's true.
But I'm not prejudiced against that person.
Neither am I. Nope. Neither am I. I remember,
you know, as it turns out, the legalities that were concerned in that situation are not attached to that person. They're attached to the person's spouse. So I don't have to deal with the person who chewed me out.
Yeah, I know who that is too.
Yeah, well, we're not going to mention any names, but
no.
You know, the point is. There are a lot of haters, and the government doesn't protect us from that. There's another way they interfere with your business.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
There's another thing that is really kind of crazy going on right now. People are just grabbing their guns and shooting people for no reason at all, and that's really scary, you know. And I've been, you know, following these cases, and it sounds crazy that I could say that, you know, more than one shooting has gone on, and you want to just say, no, let's all be, you know, careful and love each other and not even think of this, and yet still
people... Well,
that's
because the government doesn't protect us the way they should.
No, they don't.
That's why that happens.
No, they don't.
You know, you're never going to be able to get rid of...
But do you think it's
shooting
right to
and all
go
that?
Into
people
a,
have guns; they're going to shoot.
Yeah, it's not a right. Do you have the right to go into a school and shoot up kids? Not even, you know, in the, you know, graduating high school. They're just
well.
Kids.
The point is, don't let them in the school. Try to identify them that they're carrying weapons outside. That's what our whole thing is about with the dogs.
Yes, definitely.
That's the point. That's what the government should make
that.
Sure
yeah.
that happens.
Yeah.
See? They should make sure 1,000% whatever has to be done to make sure that that person doesn't get into that building.
That's right.
That's what needs to be done.
That's correct.
You know, and the politicians are very indifferent.
That's true. I don't know
they're sitting around debating.
Black. Yeah, and they are sitting around literally debating. It's like, we should have done that, but nobody's doing anything, you know?
The ones that are being given funding by the gun people, you know, they're going to come up with a whole different thing, and you'll never get better laws.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you got to protect the people at the site.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
There's no other way to do it.
You know, if you need bulletproof glass from where the area is, I'd definitely start putting it in your budget, you know, if you're a manager or something. You know, I would do that. Sounds crazy, but,
the government
should do it. Die. Yeah, less people to die.
Any school out there, any principal, any schoolmaster who would like to use our idea and who would like InnerSight to help you, you know, if you want to try to make it public and raise money to put the dog at the door, we'd be very happy to help you. You know, I don't think any politicians have offered that.
No.
That I know of. You know, if you want to raise money to try to get the metal detector, I mean, the state should pay for that.
Definitely.
See, if we could get involved with a school and we'll help them raise the money, you know, we could make that public and say, hey, this is what all the schools should be doing. We did it on our own.
Yeah, definitely.
See, that's what needs to be done, too.
Definitely.
But again, remember, with these schools, you got the government butting into your business.
Hell yeah. Easy. Terrible. I can't even
anyway, see. InnerSight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. We're going to have some fun here. The Disabled Friendly Philosopher will be here tomorrow night. And 8:58, we got to get out of here. But
yes, we do.
Don't forget tomorrow night, the Frolics here on InnerSight Live. Around the world.
Question.
I want to thank all our listeners, callers, listeners. You want to listen on the phone, that's perfectly cool, you know. And thank you so much, all the people that make the show grow. We appreciate that. 115,000.
Yes,
can we get a quick total?
Yes. Give me a second.
115,000.
Yeah, no.
Whatever.
It's coming up. No, it's coming up. Oh, come on. It was 109,
all right.
I believe. I just wanted to, you know. Yeah, no, 129. I knew it was close.
115,129. Is that what it is?
Very good, yes.
All right. All right. Goodbye, world. Thank you. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number. Thank you so much.
Sorry
for listening.
Sorry to get to whomever, you know, wants
be with you,
to speak
tomorrow night. And if we missed your call, call in tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly.
8 to 9. Blog,
I just saw
talk,
Anthony,
radio.
I missed it.
Thank you so much. Sorry. InnerSight lives forever.
Yes.
Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. InnerSight.
Thank you, everybody.